The following message is presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Now the message.
Today is Sanctity of Life Sunday, and all around the state and country, churches are celebrating the sanctity of life, which simply means life is sacred. It's holy. Okay? And why is it sacred? Why is it holy? It's because God created us. Because God created us in His own image. God created each and every one of us. There's so many things that seem to be going on that just seem evil in the world today. I mean, that are anti-godly. We see it anytime you turn on the news. We see it. And we need to make sure that we're grounded in God's Word so that we can understand. Because what we're seeing the world pushing is not what God is pushing. God created man. In Genesis 1:27, it says, so God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. Now, if you've been watching any type of news lately, on Capitol Hill into the Supreme Court, we have people who cannot answer what a female is. Or they won't answer what the definition of a female is. They are arguing in the on Capitol Hill this week, or last week, you heard, and a doctor, female doctor, was asked a question, and she would not answer, if a man could have a baby. Y'all, we have issues in our world today when you can't answer basic definitions and basic questions like that. And I know that this topic can get testy. And I know that this topic is a topic and an issue that our nation has been arguing about for years now. All I'm going to tell you is I'm going to stand on God's Word. What God's Word says is what I believe. So we need to see what God's Word says, and then you need to be grounded in it, because your children, my grandchildren, your grandchildren are growing up in a world where they're hearing all different kinds of sides. And people will sit there and tell us as Christians that we're not tolerant of others. They will sit there and tell us that we're not open and receiving of everyone. I'm open to receive anyone that wants to come and worship God, that wants to come and learn about God. But we're going to do it on the basis of what God's Word says. And that is it. I'm not going to cower down because somebody thinks that my way of thinking might offend them. It's not what I think. I didn't write the book. It's what God says that matters. God created us, and He tells us to love each other. He tells us not to murder one another, to care for each other. And that's God's Word. In Genesis 2, verse 7, then the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed it into his nostrils, and the breath of nostrils, the breath of life. The man became a living being. There are those who will take God's Word and try to manipulate it to back their thinking. There are those who will take this verse, they choose to look at this verse, and say that life does not start until an individual breathes on their own. Because it says, he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. In order to follow that idea, a person has to cast out other verses in the Bible and not consider them. And we have to be careful when we start doing that. Romans 14:12 says, blessed is the man who does not condemn himself by what he approves. In other words, based on our beliefs and what we accept and what we approve on, you will be blessed if you do not condemn yourself. In other words, don't approve of things that are ungodly. So you better make sure that you're founded in God's word so that you're not approving of something that God says is wrong. Then, of course, you can go to Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19. Moses actually says similar statement of this in Deuteronomy 4, verses 1 through 4. But in Revelation 22, 18 and 19, the last chapter of the Bible. For I testify to everyone who hears the word of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of this book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. If you don't like certain scripture and you want to take them out of God's word, God says you're setting yourself up because he's going to take away your part of heaven. Did you grasp that? If you don't like certain scriptures and you say, I don't want to follow that, I won't preach that, I won't speak about that, then God here says your part of heaven will be taken away from you. Be careful you do not condemn yourself by what you approve of. So to follow this process or this thought that life begins when a baby takes their first breath, you would have to throw out other scriptures and not believe them. There are verses like Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were even in the womb, God knew us. Before you were born, I set you apart. Psalm 139, 13 through 16. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. God knows each and every one of us. He knows every baby that has not even been conceived yet. God knows us. Each and every one of us, our days were ordained before we ever took our first breath. You would have to cast those verses out of the Bible. I believe that, of course, the one in Psalms, David, God gave those words to David. I believe that David, if he saw what was going on today in our country and throughout the world, how unborn babies were cast aside, I believe he would be shocked and saddened, because he knows that and was convinced that God formed him, knitted him together. He was fearfully and wonderfully made. But politics and society, social acceptance, of things that are going on in the world have numbed many Christians to what's really going on. And we tend to not stand up. We tend not to speak about it because we're fearful of what others might say. And I'm going to tell you right now, I understand that many of us, many of our families, know individuals who have taken steps earlier in life that may have taken a life because they weren't prepared. They weren't ready to be the mother or the father. All I can say is thank God He forgives us. Thank God He forgives me for the things that I've done in my past. So none of us should ever take an opportunity to look down on someone because of something that's happened in their past. We've all made mistakes. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. There are consequences for every time we do something wrong. There's no question. There's consequences. But it's not your place or my place to be a judge. We're supposed to love. We're supposed to pick each other up. There's nothing that we can do about the past. But we sure can look at today and we can look at tomorrow. And we can try to follow God and we can try to encourage others to walk with God today and tomorrow. And that's what we need to be focused on. Every individual, born or unborn, is a creation of God. God has taken and put character and life into each one of us. And and look around. None of us are the same. We're all individuals. God has blessed us with life and individuality. So everyone is important. Every life is precious to God, whether born, unborn children or babies. Every life, old, young, it doesn't matter. But especially the unborn and the babies. And the reason I say that is because if you read Proverbs chapter 31, verse 8, it says, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. They don't have a voice. We have to speak up for our little ones. We just sang a song, Rise Up, O Men of God. We have to rise up. We have to protect. We have to love. Matthew 25:40, Jesus said, inasmuch as you've done it to one of the least of these, my brother, and you've done it unto me. The least of these, the children, the weak, those that need help, need protection, those that do not have a voice. So I believe that we're supposed to protect the unborn. I believe that we're supposed to step up and speak on their behalf. I take God at His word, what He's written. He knew us before we were ever in the womb. So we can't throw out these verses. So what does Genesis 2:7 say? When it says that God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Well, the breath of life, and you find this verse or this phrase many times throughout Scripture, but the breath of life is the power of God to create living beings. It's the power of God. God created Adam from the dust of the ground. He formed him. And the power of God went into him and he became a living being. That's what it means. The breath of life just means life that God empowers. God empowers all things to have life. Without God, there would be no life. It's not referring to just the fact that they're breathing, but it's the fact that God allows us to have life. John 1:3, talking about Jesus, it says, through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. Job 33:4, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of God gives me life. There's an example of the breath of life giving life. We can't live physically without God. Can't. I believe that the bread of life is the power of God to give life. And we've already read that God knows us before we were ever even thought about by our parents. God knows us before we were ever even thought about. I believe with all my heart that, ladies and gentlemen, those of y'all who have experienced miscarriages, my wife and I are a couple like that, I believe that that baby is in heaven, because God knew that baby before that baby was ever even conceived. I don't know that child, but one day I will meet that child. I believe that. Trust in that. Know that God loves us, He created us, and that life is precious to God. That makes life sacred. That makes life holy. Let's take time to remember that. Base your beliefs in God's Word. It's not what I say. It's what God has written that matters. And it's time for the church to stand up and share His Word. Let's pray. Lord, we just come to You today and we thank You so much for loving us. Lord, I thank You for life that You've given each and every life, that each and every life is precious to You. And Lord, I pray that we would take today's message, we'd take Your Word and we'd apply it to our lives, and that we would share with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The preceding message was presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ or about the church, including contact information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.